This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I am a shotgun rider.
Shotgun rider.
Paul Joseph Watson has just completed a new video that's gone live at Infowars.com and Newswars.com called The Red Mirage. The left's telling you that when you see Trump win, he didn't really win, and they're going to contest the election. We'll be covering it with Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Daryl, finishing up with Patrick Halley. Jumping in time, Patrick. How do we re-co-op caring about lives and Black Lives Matter from George Soros? How do we do that?
I think the first thing that we need to do, that Trump should do, is to stop a lot of the tools that these police are using to harass these Black people or anybody, not even just Black people, but everybody. But the number one thing that Trump needs to do, and I think he should do it before the election, is really push for the legalization of marijuana and to decriminalize it and to all the felons, everybody who's been caught in this system of being a felon and they can't get a job and all the rest of this stuff, all those felons, if you just smoke marijuana and you didn't hurt nobody, you have no violent charges on you, those should be expunged and this done away with. And I think the second thing that he needs to push for is police reform. Not only with how they're trained to handle citizens, but a lot of these people, these cops, they're being investigated by people that they know personally, that they go out to a bar with, they hang out with.
Hey, Daryl, can I ask you a question here? I like that you like smoking weed and all, but don't you think a lot of the violence is maybe pushed by some of the marginalized voices in your community who talk about getting money and shooting people and hosing the club and that kind of stuff that we hear in mainstream culture day in and day out, that kind of divisive rhetoric? I mean, don't you think that's contributing to a lot of the violence that maybe some people in your community are inflicting against white people in this country?
I absolutely 100% agree with that, 100%. And the reason that I think that Trump should do this is because it would hijack the narrative that Trump doesn't care about Black people, that a lot of these organizers and these...
Absolutely. Well, let me just say this, Daryl. Here's the deal. The leftist CIA in the 70s and 80s funded what you've seen out of the Black community. They're doing the same thing. We're in this together. But I think we have to recognize that we're all victims of this. We've got to come together and say no to it. Thank you so much, Daryl. Josh, quick comment on that.
It's important to look out for the Black community's interests. It's also important to hold the Black community accountable. I mean, when you have influencers out there like Jay-Z who are leading people in the wrong direction, and Beyonce is saying Black is king, and you have these NBA players who are making millions upon millions of dollars, way more money than most of us will ever see in our lives, and they are pushing this division, and you know, not every single thing in the Republican Party has to 100% be about, hey, what's best for the Black community. Maybe, you know, they will respect us a little bit more if we show a little bit of strength and we say, hey, we're going to downgrade some of your interests for a little while these riots are going on, until the leaders in your community actually tell you to, you know, start embracing civil society and not
sure,
beat
but
up
Josh, my point is the Chi-Coms and the globals are just fomenting us to fight with each other. Obviously, spoiled brats like LeBron James and, you know, Oprah Winfrey are paid to be Black leaders, to use Blacks as a weapon against the country, so then they get the blame. I just see a very sophisticated wrecking machine coming behind this.
Absolutely right. It's all about divide and conquer, helter skelter.
That's it. Charlie Manson, the whole deal. Listen, come back again this week. Come on the nighttime show. 7 to 9, election countdown. I apologize to Jack and Jake and everybody else. I'm out of time. So I've got to end this year because Paul Joseph Watson's got a new video, The Red Mirage, and a lot more. And then in 55 minutes, they're going to kick off here with the War Room. Josh Halley, thank you so much. NationalFile.com. Patrick.
Thank you, Alex.
Tell people all sorts of things. Yeah, no, you're now the senator from Missouri. How's that
I
sound?
Wish I was.
Hey, I'm teleprompter free. I get names wrong all the time. What's my name? You try never having a teleprompter, folks. That's all I'm thinking about is that cheeseburger right there. I've had a cheeseburger in about a week, and it's really good. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick Howley, NationalBowel.com, and Paul Joseph Watson coming up. And Joe Rogan moved to Austin, I can tell you now. We'll be right back.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live, and we're going to talk about those folks. Absolutely stunning numbers coming out of these new polls. And you notice, by the way, that all the major polling firms over the past 2 weeks have suddenly become quite lazy at publishing their polls. I wonder why that is. I wonder what could have changed to make them have that motivation. Of course, Rasmussen reports came out yesterday and said there was national polling suppression taking place. I'm going to get into that. And this is why. Now, I wrote an article this morning at Summit.News entitled, Two Polls Show Black Support for Trump Has More Than Doubled Since 2016. Now, this article was superseded by even better poll numbers amongst African-American voters for Trump within about 4 hours of posting it. So, this article was out of date within 4 hours, but I'll get into it. Says two new polls show that President Trump has more than doubled his support amongst African Americans from 8% in 2016, which, by the way, that was seen as a pretty decent result. I think Romney got about 4 or 5% before that, to 19% today, despite 5 straight years of the media denouncing him as a racist. These are Emerson and Democracy Institute polls which show a whopping 19% black support for Trump, which confirms Trump could be headed to significant support. And this is out of Poll Watch, which has summarized these two polls. The numbers suggest that Joe Biden's attempt to blame Trump for sowing the hatred and division carried out by his supporters, of course, that has led to innumerable Black Lives Matter protests and riots has completely failed. And as I point out in the article, kind of suggests that Candace Owens has done a pretty stand-up job, given that her entire activist campaign over the past 2 years has, of course, been Blexit, attempting to get formerly Democratic voting blacks off the Democrat reservation. So that article came out, showed a whopping 19% support amongst African Americans for Trump in two separate polls. The media is not talking about this, I wonder why. But then within about 4 hours, another poll came out. This is absolutely stunning. National poll, Trump surges to 28% support amongst black Americans. 28%. That's 5% short of a third of black Americans, according to an Atlas Intel poll, now say they're going to vote for Donald Trump. I thought it was some kind of mistweet by Political Polls, which is embedded in the article. So I went to the original poll, the PDF file, and it said exactly that. The results of a new poll reveal that a stunning 28% of black Americans plan on voting for President Donald Trump. So it says Biden leads Trump nationally by just 3 points. Of course, that lead has been crushed over the past 3 months. I wonder why. I wonder what's been happening over the past 3 months that could have caused a change. Gee, I wonder. But the real story lies in the percentage of Hispanic and black voters who told the pollsters that they will vote for Trump. And remember, this is added to the public shaming effect, which we saw in the polls in 2016 and which many cogent observers are seeing in the polls now, that many Americans are reluctant to tell pollsters that they're going to vote for Trump. So they either say they're not going to vote at all or they say they're going to vote for Biden. That is a very real effect of the intense, vociferous public shaming that has gone on in America and especially intensified over the past 3 months, where Black Lives Matter agitators will literally engage in Maoist Chinese cultural revolution style public shaming of patrons in diners trying to eat their dinner, as we've seen in numerous videos that came out over the past 2 weeks. In fact, I'm doing a video on that, on the chilling similarities that it has to the Cultural Revolution in Maoist China. They use the exact same techniques that you see here in this video that they used back in Maoist China. Back then, they were called struggle sessions. And it was all basically copied from that, the rhythmic, repetitive chanting, the pointing fingers in the face, the humiliation of the target. I'm going to do a whole video on that. But that is an effect that plays into the polls, because a lot of people, and this happens in exit polls as well, as it did in the Brexit vote, people don't want to tell pollsters that they're going to vote if they're voting conservative or right-wing. So, of course, the 2016 polls were completely inaccurate. And yet this national poll by Atlas Intel finds that Biden leads Trump by just 3 points. Of course, the CNN poll from 3 months ago before the riots had Biden ahead by 14 points. Even CNN admits that that's now shrunk to 4 points. But 28% of African Americans say they plan to vote for Trump. I mean, I didn't get time to do the research, but I guess that must be very high up there in terms of tying a record high or beating a record high for any Republican candidate. Does 29% of black Americans also approve of the job Donald Trump is doing? This compares to 2016, when Trump attracted 8% of the black vote, while Hillary Clinton captured 89%. Joe Biden, who of course infamously came out and basically said that he thought he was entitled to the black vote, he's down to 66% of the black vote from Hillary Clinton's 89% just 4 years ago. And you see a similar thing amongst Hispanics. Trump is up 13 points on his 2016 performance, currently at 41% amongst Hispanics, while Biden is down 10% at 56%. What are the reasons for this? Well, we've seen the polls where I think is 80% plus of African Americans wanted the same amount or more policing on American streets, suggesting that the entire Black Lives Matter narrative was starting to backfire. And then, of course, after 3 straight months of violent rioting and unrest, which the media still says isn't happening to this day, it seems to have backfired monumentally. So absolutely stunning numbers. 28% support amongst African Americans for Donald Trump, according to this latest poll. Now, it may be an outlier, and people have made the point that when it comes down to actually voting, there's no way Trump's going to get 28% of the black vote. But if he gets past that 10% level, that is seen as some kind of tipping point where it could actually have a massive impact on the actual result. And then, of course, the other two polls from earlier in the day, Emerson and Democracy Institute, did show a 19% black support for Trump, which even if it was at the very low end of that 19 to 28% spectrum, it is monumental nonetheless. And it ties into this headline, which we had up yesterday. Polling firm Rasmussen warns about national poll suppression. No polls have been taken since the Kenosha riots. That may have changed today, but I haven't seen it so far. But polling firm Rasmussen claims that national poll suppression is taking place in order to hide President Trump gaining on Joe Biden. And they tweeted out yesterday, okay, folks, no joke, this is now a national poll suppression story. In all caps, where are the polls? They pointed out a screenshot from Real Clear Politics, which showed that no polls have been released that cover the week after August 25th, which of course is when the rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin took place. Pardon me, the peaceful protests, still being called that by the media. And as another Twitter user pointed out, from August 1st to 15th, there were 16 polls that came out. From August 16th to 31st, there have only been 8, and none covering a later date than the 25th. I think CNN came out with some kind of statement today and basically said, oh, we're only discussing the polls that we trust are accurate. Because just by coincidence, all the polls that they trust to be accurate have Biden leading by a significant margin, just by coincidence. But absolutely stunning. And then, of course, we're going to get into this after the break, which we've already covered earlier. Pro-Biden firm Trump will be appearing to win in a landslide on election night, but will ultimately lose when mail-in ballots are counted. And I'm going to expand on what we've already covered on that by talking about the slide that Axios chose to display at the end of this video presentation that we're going to play, the Red Mirage, when they talked about who would be upset if Donald Trump was to have a landslide and take away from him. We're going to come back with that. Summit.news is all your breaking news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock pound at home.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Thanks. You were going to shake my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
By definition, is something that appears to be there, but that doesn't really exist. And you have a model scenario called the Red Mirage. What does that mean?
The reason we talk about a Red Mirage is, in fact, because we believe that on election night, we are going to see Donald Trump in a stronger position than the reality actually is. We are sounding an alarm and saying that this is a very real possibility, that the data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump. That is likely to be what we see when every legitimate vote is tallied and we get to that final day, which will be someday after election day. It will in fact show that what happened on election night was exactly that, a mirage. It looked like Donald Trump was in the lead. And he fundamentally was not when every ballot gets counted.
You have a result on election night where it appears that Donald Trump has won, but a result after ballots are counted that show that Joe Biden has actually won.
That's right.
Let's get an obvious question out of the way first. Hawkfish is a company that's started by Michael Bloomberg, that does work for the DNC, that's doing work for pro-Biden super PACs. If I'm a Republican voter, an independent voter, a skeptical Democrat, why should I listen to you?
One of the things that we believe is that facts matter. It's not about disinformation or misinformation or using fear as a tactic. There are objective truths in this world today.
And how do you build your modeling? How are you basing your projections?
We essentially built a simulator where it's a sequence of sliders, and you just pull those sliders to start seeing what the scenarios will show you. What's it going to look like on election night? What's it going to look like the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that? In most every year, Democrats are more likely to vote by mail than Republicans. And that has only increased this cycle. We see in the data that twice as many voters intend to cast a ballot by mail than have ever before. They are disproportionately Joe Biden supporters. Because there are absolutely some ballots that were mailed in that get counted sooner because folks were proactive and got it in as soon as they possibly could or dropped it off or showed up to a polling station where early votes allowed. But it's going to take a while. It might be weeks. because absentee ballots inevitably are harder and slower to count. We are going to find ourselves that when you have those prototypical cable news talking head moments of saying, well, you know, here's what we're seeing and this is what it looks like, it's going to show Donald Trump in the lead in a lot of key places on election night when in-person reporting has occurred.
What about California or New York?
So California is blue. New York is blue, right? Some of the, like, but Virginia is a really good example of a state that should be blue that turns out red. In this
on election night.
On election night.
Okay.
So a state like Pennsylvania, Florida, it's in play by just a couple points. And that's what tips it in one direction or another. If you were to essentially average battleground state polling, Joe Biden appears to be ahead by about 8%. And so if you have a number of ballot challenges in a state like that, as big as it is, as large as the population is, as diverse as the population is, it can make a really big difference over those next 10 days. And so when you start accounting for that in your modeling, you see that 8% lead kind of whittle down. A little bit more. We might have the results saying something on the evening of November 3rd that it will not say the evening of November 10th.
What difference does it make if the results seem to show something on one night and then several days later the results show something else? Won't the facts just bear themselves out?
I think that's the America we all wish we probably lived in. I think, you know, we've got the Trump team who's quite intelligent and sees what's coming. And so we have the president messaging through tweets, through what he said at his rallies and his speeches. This notion of any change from that result on election night, he is signaling they will say means fraud has entered the equation.
What impact could it have? How could it actually change the outcome?
You're then setting up the American presidency for even more failure, because even if you ultimately get to the end result, which is that Joe Biden would be president of the United States, now you've taken what in politics would be thought of as a bit of a mandate to govern and go in and really help clean things up. You in fact find yourself in this deeply polarized situation where the American electorate, a portion of the American electorate, a real portion of the American electorate, feels that injustice was done.
What can people do to ensure the most accurate results possible in this election?
If you want your ballot to count in 2020, you need to request your ballot early, as soon as you possibly can, in a state where that's the procedure. You then need to mail it back as fast as you possibly can. But if you can early vote at a polling station, take your mask, take your hand sanitizer, go and vote at the ballot box and get your sticker. Because you want your vote to be counted. That is what's going to change from the red mirage and sort of burn off the mirage and get us to where American will is clearly demonstrated in a legitimate and unquestionable way.
Come back in. So there you have a pro-Biden super PAC polling firm, also a polling firm that did work for the DNC, basically saying that Trump's going to win in a landslide, but then they're going to just wait to figure out to see how many votes they need via mail-in ballot. Isn't that quite something to consider? They're literally preparing the American people for a Trump landslide, which the way the momentum in the polls is going to suggest will happen. And then weeks and weeks, if not months, of dragging this out in court, of basically risking mass civil unrest on the streets, which is probably going to happen anyway. So we're going to get more into that after the break. We're going to talk about who's behind Axios, who's behind this polling firm, and what they actually showed there at the end of that video, which is very interesting indeed. Summit.news, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Summit Top News Headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So a pro-Biden analytics firm called Hawkfish says that it's likely President Trump will appear to have won in a landslide on election night, but may lose after mail-in ballots are counted, which according to them will take days, if not weeks, to tally, because they're basically saying that I think it was 40% of votes the Democrats will be in the form of mail-in ballots, higher than any previous election. Who's saying this? Well, Hawkfish CEO is a pro-Biden super PAC polling firm, which has also done work for the DNC. Oh, but they're just warning people that this might happen. That's all it is. They're not preparing the news media to not concede and announce
Donald Trump's re-election. They're not preparing the Biden campaign to refuse to concede, as Hillary Clinton has repeatedly called on them to do, or to not do, which is kind of ironic given that she spent most of 2016 claiming that Donald Trump would refuse to concede the election. Remember on election night 2016, apparently Hillary got blind drunk in a fit, in a rage, and refused to come out and give a concession speech, and basically John Podesta had to do it. Yeah, those are the people who are now lecturing you about not conceding an election. But they say that once they've counted all the mail-in ballots, and you can trust them to count them fairly, Joe Biden's going to swing the electoral vote by 334 to 204. So they're saying on the night of the election, Trump's going to be holding a 408 to 130 electoral vote lead. And that is going to flip purely because of mail-in ballots, complete 180 334 to 204 for Biden. But they're just warning people that this might happen. They're not planning anything, don't worry. They're not planning to know how many mail-in votes they need to overturn the election. They're definitely not planning on doing that. By the way, the news outlet reporting this is Axios, which is basically an MSNBC front group. It's just a rebranding of MSNBC. Guess who they hired in January 2017? As their executive vice president over there at Axios. Well, it was former vice staffer Evan Ryan. Who is Evan Ryan? He's a former staffer for Vice President Joe Biden. Very interesting indeed. Axios also paid a firm to improve its reputation by lobbying for changes to the Wikipedia articles on Axios and Jonathan Swan, who was the guy who interviewed Trump back a few weeks ago. So basically, Axios is a front group for the Biden campaign. This hawkish CEO, Josh Mendelson, hawkish, the polling firm, is also a front group for the Biden campaign. But they're just warning people, and they're just telling the media that they shouldn't concede, that they shouldn't announce Donald Trump's re-election, because it could take weeks to count the mail-in ballots, and they really, really need to know exactly how many mail-in ballots they need to change that electoral vote. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. They're just warning people that this just might happen. I'm sure you can trust them. Meanwhile, Professor, if Dems win in 2020, it would be virtually impossible for conservatives ever to win again. This is Professor Angelo M. Codavia, who in a book review for Claremont Review of Books says that it would be virtually impossible for conservatives to ever win again. He makes the point, which is in the thesis of the book, that although some Americans may be disappointed in Trump's performance, voting for him again is absolutely crucial for the Republic's survival because, in his words, quote, this country's ruling class would use control of the presidency to hurt us in our private and public lives for having dared to reject their mastery. Now, if you think about how much they've hurt people who were instrumental in getting Trump elected back in 2016, people like Julian Assange, people like Roger Stone, people like Alex Jones, every single person that they deplatformed and tried to ruin their lives, they've already hurt people to that extent. What would they do if they truly had the reins of power? He goes on to make the point that importing non-citizens who are then given the vote, as well as institutionalizing elections by mail, which of course with the previous story we saw the Democrats are very keen on doing, would give those who count the votes the power and would guarantee disaster for the country. He says, quote, should the Democrats win, the ruling left, which includes just about everyone who controls American government and society's commanding heights, is ready, willing and eager to implement plans that would make it virtually impossible for conservatives ever to win national elections again. And he also alludes to Democrats' stated refusal to concede to Donald Trump, which of course has been amplified by Hillary Clinton in recent weeks, which he says could manifest itself in one or more blue state governors to refuse to certify that state's electors to the Electoral College, so as to prevent the college from recording a majority of votes for the winner. Of course, as we saw with the previous story, if there's a
weeks-long delay, a months-long delay, if it's dragged through the courts with these not suspicious all mail-in ballots, then you could foresee a scenario which exactly mirrors that. He says it threatens to set off a systemic crisis that could lead to a civil war, less like the American Civil War of the 19th century and more like the horror that bled Spain in the 20th. This is the Professor Emeritus of International Relations at Boston University. This isn't some crank. This is a very respected intellectual saying that basically the Democrats are going to refuse to concede. There's going to be a state of near civil war, if not full-blown civil war. And if Republicans cower, cave, and submit, then they may never get into power ever again. High stakes indeed. Meanwhile, over in Portland, people have been tweeting about this today, and it's on my timeline. The CNN reporter called Josh Campbell. Bearing in mind, we've literally had 3 months solid of Antifa rioting, looting, arson, violent physical attacks, the straight-up execution in cold blood of a Trump supporter on the streets of Portland just a few nights ago. He wants us to think that maybe we just imagined all that because CNN reporter Josh Campbell, former FBI, I think he's assistant to James Comey, Josh Campbell, wait for it, was able to visit Portland in the morning and buy a breakfast burrito. And that disproves all the violent chaos and mayhem that we've seen over the past 3 months. Because he was able to buy a breakfast burrito at 9 a.m. in the morning and sit in a part of the city in a park that hasn't been burned down. Well, I guess those riots never happened, right? He says, good morning from wonderful Portland, where the city is not under siege and buildings are not burning to the ground. Yes, because it happens at night, you doofus. He says, I also ate my breakfast burrito outside today and so far haven't been attacked by shadowy gangs of Antifa commandos. Well, given that he's CNN and white, he probably would be attacked by them if he dared to venture out past the hours of 9:10 p.m. Daily Caller responded, said people were launching fireworks at the mayor's apartment building last night. Apparently that didn't happen because Josh was able to get his breakfast burrito unharmed. Cam Edwards tweeted, 19 people arrested for rioting in Portland last night, but this CNN correspondent would rather talk about eating his breakfast burrito. I saw another guy who was a former soldier in Iraq, I believe, and he basically made the point, most of the time in Baghdad was quite peaceful, you know, children were still going to school, people were still going to cafes, didn't stop there being multiple car bombs per day. Just because you can find one area of a city that isn't on fire doesn't mean there's no fires. Jason Howerton responded, this is the most hilarious thing journalists do. Find a nice little corner in the morning where there are no fires or chaos and say, nothing to see here. Why don't you come back after dark, cupcake? Someone was literally executed there a few days ago. CNN, of course, fiery but mostly peaceful. Just like the Challenger disaster. Before it was fiery, it was mostly peaceful. The Waco standoff, before it was fiery, you know, for several years, mostly peaceful. Journos, if 9/11 were today, I'm standing here in Central Park and it's a beautiful sunny day. Absolutely incredible. We'll be right.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back. I'm going to get into some coronavirus news here in a second, but first I want to tell you about the fantastic specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyday essential sale, just one day left on this mega discount special, up to 60% off and free shipping on all your favorite products, including the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, which is available for as low as $19.95. Protect yourself from coronavirus contact tracers. This is a pouch for your cell phone and I think for your credit cards too and other things that you can put in there. To ensure your health, privacy, security and more, the InfoWars Privacy Pouch is a new must-have for any safety-minded InfoWarrior. Available in four stylish colors, the soft material protects your phone from microwaves, RFs, EMFs, e-fields, and more. Absolutely crucial to avoid these coronavirus contact tracers. Or you could just go to a Black Lives Matter rally, because apparently those people are immune from all that. Probably not a good idea, though. We have that for as low as $19.95, as well as a bunch of other great specials. Read the five-star reviews, get the free shipping, and take advantage of this everyday essential sale, which is going to run for just one more day. 60% off, massive discounts on all your favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Jack Posobiec just tweeted a few minutes ago, You remember Hillary's hot sauce moment when she did that interview on, I think it was The Breakfast Club back in 2016, transparent pandering to black people that blew up in her face, basically. Well, now a Posobiec tweet, source close to the campaign, says that senior campaign aides are considering having Joe Biden take a knee at the debates to show solidarity with BLM. Please, God, let that be true. That is going to be absolutely hilarious, some of the best content ever generated. Of course, that is if he even makes it to the debates. Nancy Pelosi isn't very keen on that, because Joe Biden can barely string two sentences together. But apparently, if he does make it to the debates, old Uncle Joe is going to be getting on one knee. Hopefully, he'll be able to get back up again and prostrate himself for the violent, revolutionary, domestic terrorist organization known as Black Lives Matter, a supporter of whom literally just executed a Trump supporter in the streets 3 days ago. And the polls show Americans are losing respect and support for in massive numbers. We had a poll out of Wisconsin last week. BLM approval went from plus 25 to zero in the space of about 2 months. So good luck with the optics of bowing and caving to Black Lives Matter. But please, God, let it be true. Coronavirus news now. Philly mayor who banned indoor dining caught on camera dining indoors. One rule for them, another for you. This is Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, who passed a law banning all indoor dining in Philadelphia until September 8th. By the way, on September 8th, when they're allowed to reopen indoor dining, they're only allowed to have 25% capacity. All those places are going out of business. Good luck with that. So this is the guy that passed that law. But business owners are now furious with Kenny after the Philadelphia mayor was filmed, photographed eating inside a restaurant in Maryland. When Kenny prohibited indoor dining, he told residents, quote, "We need to follow what we are being asked to do by the health department. I beg you to follow the rules." However, with restaurants in Philly struggling to stay afloat with outdoor dining thanks to Kenny's shutdown order, the mayor visited a friend's restaurant on Sunday and remained very much indoors. One business owner responded, said, "Hi, Philly mayor, glad you're enjoying indoor dining with no social distancing or mask wearing in Maryland tonight. While restaurants here in Philly close, suffer, and fight for every nickel just to survive. I guess all your press briefings and your narrative of unsafe indoor dining don't apply to you. Thanks for clearing it all up." So the mayor was forced into a mealy-mouthed apology and then basically blamed Trump, just like they blamed Trump for the riots. They blamed Trump for all these businesses going bust. And that was that in Philly. We also had a situation here in London where on Saturday, three different protests took place: anti-lockdown protest, a BLM protest, and an Extinction Rebellion protest. The Extinction Rebellion protests have continued today. Of course, that is the hysterical global warming protest. The organizer of the anti-lockdown protest, Piers Corbyn, was fined £10,000 for organising that protest. Headline: GoFundMe shuts down campaign for anti-lockdown protest. Organiser fined £10,000. So this GoFundMe was set up to help Piers Corbyn, who led a Unite for Freedom march in London on Saturday, to cover the cost for his £10,000 fixed penalty fine for organising the demonstration. The 73-year-old was also arrested at the same rally. In comparison, not a single Black Lives Matter protest organizer has been arrested or issued with a substantial fine over breaking coronavirus laws in the last 3 months. Despite BLM demonstrations attracting thousands of people with little to no social distancing. Indeed, on the very same day of the anti-lockdown protest, a million people march to protest against systemic racism in the UK also took place in London. By the way, the photographs from that million people march showed there are about 40 people there. They're really not pulling in the numbers anymore. The organisers of that event were not hit with the same fine that Corbyn received. So in the UK, you can't hold an outdoor rally which is over 30 people unless you're a violent revolutionary Marxist movement, and then it's totally fine. Coronavirus is woke and it takes a vacation. But Metropolitan Police Commander Bas Javid, good old British name, said officers had worked, quote, "tirelessly to warn communities that we remain in a health pandemic
But this warning seemed to be strangely silent during weeks of large-scale BLM rallies. They literally had tens of thousands of people in London for weekend after weekend. No one was arrested in terms of the organisers. No one was hit with a £10,000 fine. Most of the people engaged in running violent battles with police weren't even arrested. So despite Corbyn saying he would appeal the fine, a GoFundMe was set up to help him pay the costs and was swiftly deleted within 48 hours. Of course, we've seen GoFundMe be a platform for the latest criminal du jour of Black Lives Matter on an almost weekly basis at this point. It's fine to raise money for them. They've had campaigns literally raising money for Antifa extremist militants in the past. But if you try to raise a bit of money for a 73-year-old man to pay his fine for organising a rally of 400 people, given that for weeks on end we've seen rallies of Black Lives Matter and Extinction Rebellion of thousands of people, no, that's not allowed. And it was summarily cancelled. Sky News reports Extinction Rebellion, at least five arrested as climate change protests kick off in London. They say they're going to be there for 10 days straight, as if London isn't ruined and destroyed enough. Half the pubs are shut down, half the restaurants are closed, they're closing off all the roads now. It's a basically similar situation to New York, Los Angeles, everybody's fleeing. Everybody I know is either in the process of leaving or has left London. And now we've got 10 days of Extinction Rebellion hipsters to block the roads again, to shut down entire areas of the city. Just what we needed after this lockdown misery. Just what we needed. Of course, half of them weren't wearing masks, no social distancing. Are the organisers going to get fined tens of thousands of pounds? No, absolutely nothing is going to happen. Breitbart reports, Google refuses to show negative search suggestions about Black Lives Matter. Gee, it's almost like big tech has an anti-conservative bias. Surely not. I mean, Sundar Pichai got up in front of Congress and said there was no inherent political bias in Google whatsoever. Google search autocomplete feature fails to generate negative suggestions for the term BLM in stark contrast to other search engines. Typing the word BLM is on Google currently only returns the suggestion BLM Israel, does not show a long list of suggestions, which is unusual for a popular search term, and suggests that a list of suggestions formerly existed but was removed. Of course, this is Google you're talking about. They literally hide videos of mine with 3 million views, one called Creepy Uncle Joe. They've literally blacklisted it from search. Despite the fact that it's got 3 million views, I think you know why they've done that. Because we saw in 2016 a similar thing where you could type in Hillary Clinton is or Clinton Foundation and terms like that, and they would bury all the negative search results, and they're doing the same once again. And should we be surprised, given that they all had that infamous meeting at Google headquarters where they were all crying about Trump being elected and vowed to never let it happen again. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Charlie Hebdo to reprint Prophet Muhammad cartoons on days. Limited attackers of French satirical magazine go on trial. That's good news there. But we're out of time here. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Troyer. That's it for me. Check out the latest breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.